Report with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen as we work our way through this Thursday toward another weekend. And this one with a wild card weekend for your Pittsburgh Steelers Saturday night on the road in Baltimore against the Ravens. And last hour we talked to Bill Hillgrove, broadcast legend, about that. And tonight, Penn State, Notre Dame, the final four in college football will be determined who makes the final two after tonight's game and then tomorrow's Cotton Bowl in Texas against Ohio State and Texas, the university. Not the whole state, which seems like a country sometimes. It's so huge. And also, what else is going on? The Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas with a lot of very cool, innovative things we're hearing about, including artificial intelligence. And that's one of the things that I think, let's be honest, nobody I know really understands fully what exactly that means. But I know at the end of this month, the Pittsburgh Speaker Series at Heinz Hall, they have somebody who they consider to be basically the genius behind all this. Oren Etzioni is his name. And that's on the 29th. We're going to have a chance to talk to him and try to find out what exactly does all this mean. Artificial intelligence, how is it going to affect your life? You hear people saying, oh, robots are going to take over the world. It's like some sci-fi movie that's actually happening. And we'll see and try to determine. Meanwhile, the casket of the late president, they're preparing today for the funeral. It is a national day of mourning, officially designated. And among the practical parts of that, U.S. post offices are served. There are New York Stock Exchange and everything that goes with that off today. And some businesses, some banks, it's not a mandate. It is a choice for those. But in case you were going to the post office or expecting any mail, that's not happening today. In the meantime, about the funeral, CBS's Jared Hill.
Today marks the beginning of the end of the public remembrances for President Jimmy Carter. His state funeral scheduled to begin at 10 this morning Eastern time. But as he lies in state here on Capitol Hill, a steady stream of mourners have come to pay their final respects.
In a snow-covered nation's capital, admirers lined up by the hundreds to pay their respects to President Jimmy Carter.
I admired the way that he lived a very humble and humble lifestyle as a president.
Among the visitors on Wednesday, President-elect Donald Trump, who met with Carter's family before meetings on Capitol Hill.
They were lovely. They were really very sad, but also they were celebrating because he was a very fine man. I knew him a little bit, but I knew him only as a fine man.
The public viewing ends at the Capitol this morning when Carter's casket will be taken just a few miles away to the National Cathedral for a state funeral. President Biden will deliver one of the eulogies.
We have one chance to get this right.
The majestic church is the second largest in the United States. It's played host to four state funerals in the past. Today, roughly 3,000 people are expected to attend the service for President Carter, a program he had part in planning before dying at the age of 100.
This is the heart of what we do, and we're really happy to do it.
Back at the Capitol, lines of visitors solemnly moved past Carter's casket, reflecting on a life that's offered inspiration for their own. Some inspired by what Carter did after leaving the White House.
He obviously reached the highest office in the land, but then went on to still fight for causes he believed in and continue to try and serve the public.
The other two eulogies are going to be ones written by people who preceded Carter in death. One is President Gerald Ford, who Carter beat in the 76 election, but then they formed a really strong friendship. The other by his vice president, Walter Mondale. Both of those are going to be read by those men's sons today at the National Cathedral.
CBS is Jared Hill in our nation's capital, and we'll continue to keep you posted and follow that story as well on this National Day of Mourning. Meanwhile, when we come back, I want to introduce you to a man who literally changed my life, but not just me, and I'll explain why coming up next. The special guest. Now, you've heard G&G Fitness uttered many, many times by myself and others, and one of our partners, and Dan Gronkowski joins us on the Big K Morning Show. Dan, how are you?
What's up, Larry? How you doing?
This is a big time of the year for you guys because everyone wants to hit the reset button, but let me jump back. Man, I know you guys have been in business since 1990, but when we first reached out, Dan, you were very gracious. We were looking at one of those slow speed treadmills that you could do in an office environment with a raised desk. So my partner then, John Shumway, spent about a year while I was talking to him walking on a treadmill.
Yeah, so yeah, we've been around for a while in the Pittsburgh area. Not since 1990, but G&G was started by my dad. And yeah, you guys reached out, and John, for a year, walked on one of our treadmills while he did the broadcast, which was pretty awesome. So it was definitely a good promotion there, and he was all fired up about it.
Yeah, that kind of opened the door. So I also want people to know, one of the things I love to say, Dan, is you're a half person from everybody in Pittsburgh, and Rob Gronkowski, who spent his high school years at Woodland Hills, played football. You know, a lot of people obviously are aware, but many people also are not, that we have this great connection. And that's part of your family. Explain who the Gronkowskis are.
Yeah, for sure. And Rob came down to Pittsburgh his senior year in high school and played at Woodland Hills. And actually, they are redoing the weight room right now. We are redoing Woodland Hills weight room. In March, we did a big donation from our Gronk Fitness Youth Foundation as well. So that weight room is going to be totally decked out. That's the other part of our business, the commercial side, setting up gyms. So we have the four stores in Pittsburgh, and then we also do commercial sales. So a lot of the gyms you've been in probably were put in by us as well.
Yeah, and you also have some Gronk equipment. But that said, the practical part of this conversation is, since people have hit the reset button and want to build home gyms, I know a lot of people started to do that maybe when shut in during COVID, but here we go. And tell us where you advise people to start if they want to do that.
Yeah, so obviously it's the new year. You're making New Year's resolution. And everyone also has in mind, being up north, that spring break is right around the corner as well. So it is the time now to get back in shape. We have four showrooms in the Pittsburgh area. But, I mean, come in, check out the stuff. You're going to see the most home equipment you've ever seen in one spot. You can come try it out, see what fits you the best. And our team will help you with that as well. We got awesome financing. We got packages. I mean, we got it all for you for the home gyms.
What is the most popular thing when people walk into a G&G fitness store what is the number one seller?
I'd say the three top things right now, treadmills are still hot right now. You have the adjustable dumbbells. We have the SmartFit Newellbells, they're called. They adjust very well, so you save a lot of space money with them. And then the third biggest thing going on right now is the functional trainers, where you can get like an all-in-one strength machine.
And when you talk about treadmills, we're talking about, in a lot of cases, the technology that goes with that. We were just talking about the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, and the things that you can do at home on a treadmill integrated with your social media. Also, you can take walks or hikes in places all over the world.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. You can tie in anyway. I mean, you still got to get on and do the work. But it does make it a lot easier by interacting with the machine and enjoying it more. So whatever piece of equipment makes you get on and want to enjoy the most is what we tell people. Hey, whatever makes you get on there, use it. It's a piece of equipment that you need.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's really cool what you're doing at Woodland Hills High School in particular, in the weight room with Rob Gronkowski, he seems like he's loving life and having fun.
Yeah, he's doing a lot right now. He's all over the place. You probably see him on TV everywhere, commercials and all that. So he's definitely rolling. And, I mean, it all rooted from the fitness connection we had growing up and having the best equipment to our disposal for my brothers and I to get to that level of performance that we did. So it goes all the way from 1990, like you said, all the way through.
Well, can't thank you enough for our partnership. You've been great with our KDK team here and me personally. So thank you and good luck in this new year.
Yeah, for sure. And great talking to you. And I guess go Steelers.
All right, we need a win, man. Dan, we need a win, brother. We just
there you go.
Win. All right. Dan Gronkowski of G&G Fitness. And you can visit there are four locations here in the Pittsburgh area. And they were instrumental in getting Shumway on that treadmill. It was kind of weird seeing him cross the counter here, always walking in slow motion. I should have taken a video of that, Aaron. That was something to see. You know, the move to get people up and off their seat in an office environment with those desks that can raise and lower.
Right. I was going to say it sounds like he is like most today.
So right over across the way here, we had this slow moving treadmill. So he's it was weird. I was constantly
like, what are you doing? Oh, he's on the treadmill.
Exactly. In the meantime, we've got a pair of tickets for you to see the Skyliners at Jurgle's Rhythm Grill. That'll be Sunday, January 19th, which is really just around the corner, 5 o'clock. And we'll give you a pair of tickets, 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. A pair of tickets to see the Skyliners, again, at Jurgle's Rhythm Grill. That's in Warrendale, not far off of Route 19 North. And coming up in the next half hour, we're going to talk to Marty Griffin, get a preview of his show. Get Marty, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and looking for something to do this weekend. Got something. Daydream a little about camping, being out on the road. It's the Pittsburgh RV Show, and the producer is our friend Randy Giancola, who's busy as you might think he is right now getting ready for the weekend. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
I'm good. Not as busy as you, my friend, I'm sure.
That's okay.
How many years?
You know what I heard? You know what I heard this morning?
What'd you hear?
RV prices are doing what the temperatures are doing. They're dropping.
I love it. You're stacking them high, right?
Letting them fly, stacking them deep, and selling them cheap.
I love that. How many years you been doing this, Randy?
The show is in its 55th year. I've been in the RV industry since I was born.
Wow, that's very cool. So I know starting on Saturday, a lot of people are going to be loving finding a place to go inside with its warm kind of daydreaming. So give us a preview.
Well, we have over 350,000 square feet of RVs on display. And if anybody out there is wondering, that's over 25 brands representing over 150 different models. This is the only multi-dealer show in Pittsburgh where over a dozen dealers are going to compete for your business. And the way they get their business is to make great deals with low prices, low finance rates, and great quality.
So the question is for me, what product are people going to want to see most this year?
Well, one new segment that's in the market that I had a chance to go through a unit yesterday, we have destination trailers where people take to the campground and then they just drive back and forth so they don't have to tow these big units all over. There's a new category called a destination fifth wheel. I looked at one yesterday that had a bath and a half. It had a loft. It had a full-size washer and dryer. I mean, it was absolutely fantastic.
So when you say, and I know it's almost a cliche, there's something for everyone, but that's true. If anything you can imagine associated with it, you got on display.
Oh, yeah. I mean, from e-bikes and scooters all the way up to a $500,000 diesel pusher motor home. We got boats. We got pontoon boats, V-boats. I'm looking at some hot tubs. I'm looking at golf carts. There's small travel trailers that can be towed by minivans. There's bigger travel trailers and fifth wheels that you need a little bigger truck. Those midsize SUVs, there's a bunch of lightweight travel trailers here that they can tow. There is something for everybody. this is where you want to be this weekend to get out of the cold. And, you know, come on down on Saturday, tour the RVs, and you can be back in at your home by 6:30 to get ready for the Steeler game.
Randy, I'm curious to know about the prices. You said they're going down. Can you give us some examples?
Well, the dealers don't necessarily share it with me, but I was out talking to one dealer earlier this morning. We were moving the last RV onto the show floor. And as you can imagine, we were anxious to get the doors closed to keep what little heat we have in. And he said that he was going to have a new travel trailer as low as $13,995. I mean, that's $14,000 for a travel trailer. That's absolutely spectacular. I mean, those are prices that go back years.
How popular, and you've seen this grow over the years, has RVing become?
Well, you know, now that you can work remotely and homeschooling children is more popular, that doesn't mean that you have to be in your living room or your basement to do it. I mean, you could be sitting at the north rim of the Grand Canyon, or you could be at the Poconos in Pennsylvania. You could be at the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon. You could be in a national park. RVing is so popular because there's so many more uses today that people have figured out than they did years ago.
Is there a new feature, Randy, in the Class C motorhomes, the RVs? Is there a new feature that people are asking for that they're seeing now?
The big thing that people want is they want that connectivity to the real world, but then yet they want to be off the grid. So, you know, solar power and Wi-Fi extenders are being asked for from the smallest unit to the biggest unit. Those used to be some things that only the bigger units had. Now they're incorporating those into like the smaller Class C's. I had an inquiry today if we were going to have any Mercedes van campers here. So I walked the show floor real quick and snapped some pictures and texted them to a candidate that's coming to the show, a potential customer. And, you know, they want to get off grid, but yet they want to have their Wi-Fi and cell service. That was the big thing that they talked to me about this morning.
Well, you've just given me a great idea, Randy. How about this, Paul? We used to have what we called the Rainbow Machine, which was a fancied up RV studio, and we went all over the place. Maybe we got to sit down. We got to bring that back.
That'd be a great idea.
Didn't it go to a spaghetti dinner and they gave out Hans burger mugs?
Yes, that's good. Well, all right. Randy Giancola, producer of the Pittsburgh RV Show, longest running indoor RV show in the country. Tickets available at pittrvshow.com. Randy, thank you and good luck starting Saturday through the 19th at the David Lawrence Convention Center.
Thanks, Larry.
You got it, partner.
You know, Larry, that rainbow machine you're talking about was based on the GMC platform. It was a GMC product, the same exact one that they used in, I've forgotten now, Bill Murray's movie, Stripes. It's the same one they used in Stripes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it had a studio in it, right?
Oh, yeah, I was in it. I'll tell you where I was in it that was most memorable, and I was in it many times, was with Fred Hansberger, the late afternoon host who was news director one time. Our newsroom is named after him in memoriam. We were there when they opened the Pittsburgh International Airport 30 years ago.
92, right?
Yeah, we were now 32 years because, well, it's going to be 33. We are going to be at the new airport once they determine the opening date, you know, the official ribbon cutting.
I can hardly wait.
But that was so cool to be right outside the airport. And we had, you know, all these guests who had been a part of making the airport, like the late Tom Forrester, who was one of the county commissioners at the time, and a whole bunch of folks. That was an exciting day. I think we should bring back the Rainbow Machine.
I'd love to have one.
We'll get Randy to set us up with something, right?
I'm all for it.
And we could take it on the weekends.
Having a mobile studio like that, I could probably hang out with you.
Well, technologically, it's so much easier now to do that, too. So, meanwhile, Pittsburgh RV Show starts Saturday at the David Lawrence Convention. This afternoon, listen for The Drive at 5, the stories that are driving the news every weekday afternoon. Colin Dunlap and team, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, demand the yellow van. Larry Richard with, where's Marty? Aaron, did we lose Marty?
They haven't emerged from the back yet.
Yeah,
we'll
so
see.
Marty and Patrick O'Connor, his Get Marty team member, who he relies on heavily, they have their own little den back there. They've sealed the windows. Did you notice that?
Okay. I it's been feeling warmer. That's good to know.
No, that's not why they seal the windows. This is indoors. The windows that you can see next to the door that looks into their office.
Oh, I thought you meant back in our den back there.
No.
You're talking about their Get Marty den.
I'm talking about the Get Marty home that exists back there.
Okay, so tell me what.
So there's a pane of glass that you can see into the office next to the door. They've sealed that, and we want to know what's going on in there.
Everything's top secret.
I know. The Get Marty team.
Here they come.
Banished. There he is. He's coming with all his gear as he stumbles into the studio. Meanwhile, where are you at? Where are you at, man?
I'm doing what they call putting a show together.
Oh, is that
something
what
others
it is?
Aren't familiar with?
Oh.
Well, you still got the chocolates here, dog. Wow.
Yeah.
Half of them.
Anyway, what do you got going today? You're in the midst of a lot of national news. Great job yesterday with bringing that story of the fires in Los Angeles.
There's so many. Well, Larry, you've talked about this, and you know this. So many local folks have family out there. We're going to line them up this morning and talk about a major local charity getting involved immediately. It's horrifying, man.
When you use the word apocalyptic, that isn't oversaid when you see what happened and how fast. People don't understand that the wind speeds made these fires jump, and suddenly people who thought they were okay in a moment, in another moment, they were not.
And look, I know people love Trump, and that's their business. I could never love him. And he proved to me why yesterday. I don't care if he's the greatest economic guru in the history of man. You have people running for their lives. You have people burning to death. You have billions of dollars lost. You have everything lost. You have elderly people who can't breathe. People are literally choking on smoke and crawling across flames to try to live. And this SOB is asking the governor to resign, blaming him on fire hydrants that don't work. It's, look, man, leaders lead. You separate your BS and your political squabbles after you're a leader, after you help people. Man, that's like coming up to a funeral of someone you might have had a high school fight with and punching them in the face. Seriously, Larry, have some friggin' class. It hurts America. Hurts America.
And right now at the National Cathedral, Donald Trump just sat down next to Barack Obama, who's next to George Bush and his wife. And Bill Clinton is now walking in with Hillary. Imagine five presidents at the National Cathedral. There's interesting dynamic. There's Mike Pence, who's sitting behind Donald Trump. Interesting.
By the way, major development for this wonderful man from Cannonsburg, Larry, who was crushed by the terrorist in New Orleans. We have breaking news regarding the family, regarding him, and regarding a massive lawsuit. Larry, so many people are going to sue New Orleans. One of the best lawyers in the country told me this morning they may not have enough insurance. It's going to be that bad.
Coming up with Marty Griffin.